Okay, and we are recording, and this is Karen Casper, and I am interviewing Anne Murray, and we are at the Stevenson Public Library, and the date is the 13th of August, 2022. So, you obviously have notes here about what you want to talk about.
I guess I had a lot of information scanned, and I have pictures of our old farm.
Oh, okay.
Which is gone now. There's no remaining evidence of it anymore. So my pictures are the only evidence that I know of that we have left.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking, you know, it was the property of my grandparents, my father Donald's parents, William and Mary Kleikamp, who first farmed there. And they had multiple boys, lots of boys, and then at the end they had two girls. But so they all did work on the farm, but there was also another farm that we like stored extra stuff, extra machinery, the oats and such. And so then it ended up that my dad took over. He was the youngest boy in the family, and he took over the farm after my grandparents moved. They built them a house, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
So this is about the farm. And the memories that I have.
Sure. Do you know about when the farm started?
No, I don't. my dad's like 95 now. He helped build the house for his parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know, I know like where they homesteaded and stuff before they moved here.
Oh, okay.
They homesteaded in Wilson by like Sheer Homes, but I'm just names, 551. And then the Kleikamps were there, and then my Grandma Mary was a Marsacek, and they were a little bit further down the road. And then it was actually the Marsacek area that this farm, this Kleikamp farm, ended up being because her family had homesteaded there. So, but just like down below the hill, you know, we used to ice skate as kids. We used to ride down the hill with car hoods turned upside down.
Oh.
And like the whole bunch of us, six, seven, eight kids would jump on it and go down the hill, and we had snowmobiles. We'd pull each other around, and like the county roads, we would go sledding with those sleds that had the metal bars underneath.
Yeah,
and you could steer with your hands, the wooden things with your hands. And we had no traffic. Like today, you pull out, you know, to the highway, say, or even a county road driveway, and you have to wait 5 minutes for the traffic to go by. But back then, you know, we could sled for 5-6 hours with, you know, our cousins across the road, neighbors down, whatever, and you know, we wouldn't even have to get off the road for our vehicle. But also, like, my dad and my uncle had told me that same county road, like 100 years ago, when my grandfather William worked in the local cheese factories, like one further up the road, one down the road, and one down further. You know, this one 2 years, that one 2 years, and this one later. When he would go to work 100 years ago, walk to work, and there was like just three ruts. There was no blacktop, no gravel. It was just three ruts. The middle one for where the horse walked, and then the two other ruts were for the wheels of the carriage or whatever. And they remembered walking and going, helping them, you know, get the lights going, light up the lanterns, and pump the water to cool the milk at the cheese factory. And but getting back to some of the things, I remember chasing the cows from our old farm where we stored stuff, and then get off the bus driver would drop us off, and me and my younger brother would get out and go down in the field, get behind the cows and chase them out to the county road, have them walk down the county road, and then the back of the, and a lot of the roads used to have corners, and I don't know if it was like the later 70s maybe mid-70s, where they started making curves. So, like, somebody who, you know, they'd gain, like, a couple acres. You know, this farmer might gain a couple acres. That farmer could lose a couple acres because they would make a curve out of that road instead of the sharp corner. And there was a lot of picking rocks. And we would, as us kids, would go sit in the apple orchard and the many trees my grandma and grandpa planted themselves. Like, I don't know if there was like 13 or 14 trees. And we knew all the names of all the varieties, and we all had our favorites. And we would go sit up in the tree, sometimes with a salt shaker, and just eat green apples until we got sick to our stomach. Yeah. And then there was also places like down the road where we go pick wild strawberries, and we knew just what time of year, you know, bicycle riding all the time, going to our cousins or whatever, and knew when the strawberries were going to be ripe and go pick strawberries. And different areas had raspberries, and we'd take our coffee cans and put a piece of wire for the handle, and we'd all load in the car and go down, and or just walk from the house. I'll go pick berries for pies. And we had multiple buildings too on the farm. There was a pump house. I don't know what a pump house is, what that was for, if it was something to do with water, but it was
probably
called a pump house. Yeah, we could climb up and get up in the loft, and, you know, as soon as you were able to do that, big enough to get up that ladder, well, that's where you wanted to be with the older kids. And we crawled all over in our hay barn, way up high when the barn was filled with hay. We would climb all over the boards up there, like a bunch of monkeys, and there was a chicken coop, and we even slept up on top of the chicken coop roof. It was just like a lean-to type roof.
Yeah.
But yeah, take the blankets up there. We slept in the hay mow too. Take a blanket out there and slept on the hay.
Where did you go to school?
North Central Area School, Powers. Yeah, and we were kind of by the crossroads out in the Four Corners Tavern restaurant area, where we were right on the border, like, you know, right close to the borderline, where that road, you had we didn't have the choice, but people just a mile down the road had a choice to either go to Kearney or North Central, but there was some crossroads there. And we did a lot of camping. I always had a little pup tent that was up in the lawn that I slept in off and on, even when the cows got out and started investigating and waking us up, and we had baby kittens. Cats had baby kittens in our tent already. And I especially remember getting a lot of shocks from the electric fences, because there was always this handle, this red plastic handle thing on there, and of course they were always busted. I don't know if the tractors drove over them, you know, you'd throw it down to get through with the tractor. And yeah, many times getting shocks, or climbing, going to crawl underneath and lifting your head up too soon and getting a shock. And there was always like neighbors over. We were always visiting back then. And some of the games we liked were kick the can, hide and seek, and there's one like hen and fox and the hen. We played in the wintertime when there was snow. You had to stay on the path. And we had a family camp, and we did some sleepovers there. When it got to be just my mom and dad and me and my youngest brother. But I'm sure we probably slept there too when I was, you know, when the other siblings were still in the family, but I don't remember it. And I remember going out with the flashlights and in the big garden. We always had a big garden, and we would pick night crawlers, and then we would go fishing at, we called it the slough hole. I think it's on the border of like Wisconsin and Michigan, out by like Chalk Hills area. But yeah, we would fish bullheads and bass. And we would also go different places with the nets and fish smelt and suckers. And then we would pickle the suckers or smoke the suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, where did you go when you left the farm? I mean, you obviously graduated from high school. And
I graduated, and first I was working at the school. During the summer, there was a program, and so I worked at the school. And when I was in school, my senior year, I worked in the superintendent's office for 2 hours. They had like a co-op type thing. And so during the summer then, they had me stay and help in the office. There was, you know, jerseys to give out to the football players, different things. So I kind of did the incoming and outgoing stuff, you know, checking it off, making sure it was in. And then and from there, I went to Pinecrest for a little bit for another summer program that they had. And then when that program was done, I started working at Les Brown Chair Company. I worked there 12 years, and they closed down. And later on, I went to Superior Cedar. I wanted to get braces on my teeth.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, I need a job. And that was nice and local, and they needed workers, so I went there. And
What kind of...
Superior Cedar, they did like lawn edging, snow fence, that type of
lawn care,
tomato pickets, tomato stakes,
okay,
a wood like a factory, sawmill.
Oh, okay,
yeah. And then I was off again for about 5 years, and then I started volunteering here at the library.
Oh.
And I think I volunteered about a year and a half, and then a position came open at Hermansville, and so I got the job there. And from the job at Hermansville, from working 16 hours, led to coming here one day a week, like on Friday or Saturday, and then that way I can bring the materials back and forth, you know, from branch to the main. And now I can work 25 hours a week.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What were your experiences during COVID?
During COVID? Well, we had to work from home for a while. And I actually got laid off for a couple months. Because the Hermansville branch of Menominee County Library is in the senior center. It's in the community club, senior center building, Mayor Township's building. And so it was closed to the public because of that. And so then I was laid off for a couple months. And then when things started opening back up, then I came here for a little while first. And then they opened up at Hermansville. And I was able to do bringing it out to the public, curbside.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, that worked out well. People were so happy to get that. And one thing that I know, the one thing that changed, I think, the most with my job was the puzzles. So many puzzles, thousands of puzzles have been checked out because of the pandemic.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it is relaxing, and people with anxiety or... You know, they need to be in the sun and just have that extra bit of happiness. And, you know, puzzles do that along with the books. You know, so
anything else
about the pandemic or anything
well,
in general?
COVID, well, COVID about COVID. Anything in a general.
That's about it.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay, so we can...